Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 27th. The grains closed sharply lower, with December corn down 27 and a quarter cents at 561, September wheat down 39 and a quarter at 699, and November beans down 28 and three quarter cents at 1294 and a quarter. Well, one would have thought with the crop ratings and basically a lack of rain around much of Midwest that we would have been very strong here today. Apparently the forecast for more rain next week, it's got the market on the defensive. You know, last week about this time we saw the, you know, forecast of more rains. We had a few rains here and there, but nothing in my opinion that broke the back of this drought. Now where the rains did fall, it'll help. But we've broken the corn 70 cents off its highs. I think it's way too much, way too soon. It's still the bulk of the crop ahead of us yet to be raised. But I guess the forecasters see a lot more rain in the forecast than I do, and I was really, really surprised by what we're looking at here. These crop ratings are the worst since 1988. The government's got us at a 181.5 yield on the corn, 52 bushel yield on the beans. I don't see us getting anywhere near those kind of numbers with the start that we've had out here. The general consensus right now is about 175 bushels to the acre, plus or minus two bushels. And I think we'll be, you know, if we get 175, I think it'll be a pretty good yield considering the crop that we've had. Now, it's not to say that we can't straighten things out here if we get a lot of heavy rains, but you know, I just don't see it in the forecast. But you know, I didn't see it last week. We really didn't get much rain. I don't see it next week, so we'll see what kind of rains we get. But obviously the market seems pretty convinced that there's going to be plenty of rain. The crude oil is down $1.67, but interestingly enough, July bean oil closed above last week's highs by almost a full penny out here. It's the meal that's been the drag on the beans. The December meal was down 13 and a half bucks here. So it's really hard to explain why the crude would be down so much and bean oil making new highs for this leg of the move. So I have to admit I'm a little confused here. I really don't see what's happening to really have a whole lot of merit or a whole lot of correlation of what's happening in the real world. But with the funds long, maybe they want to blow out here before Friday's reports. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.